there's this culturally held belief in the zeitgeist that we all exist in right now that says if you pull out your camera and you take a photo, it automatically takes you out of the moment. For years, I found myself thinking there's got to be a better way. There's got to be a way that this can't be true. There's got to be a way for me to take a photograph, be present in the moment, not being taken out of it, and still capture something to remember this moment in the future. About 5 years ago, Sarah and I are sitting in the Minneapolis International Airport about to head out to Amsterdam. When I was thinking about this subject, and I found myself thinking, oh man, I think I have an opinion why people feel this way. So I pulled out a microphone and recorded it. So today, I'm going to do a jump back, flashback, a pod back. Pfft. Hey, Sarah, what's an interesting phrase for when you are doing a jump back in time with the podcast? Give me something cheesy. Give me the cheesiest name you can come up with. Sarah says blast from the past. Here's a blast from the past for you. Hey, this is Rob, and welcome to another edition of an experiment I'm calling Give Us This Day Our Daily Guinness. It's the daily versions of this podcast. I am sitting in an airport, and I'm waiting for a flight. I'm sitting next to Sarah, and I'm trying to talk really quietly because I'm kind of self-conscious right now about sitting in an airport recording a podcast episode.
You should be ashamed.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
Don't repeat the line I just said.
Guess what? I do that all the time on this podcast. Here's the deal. It's
like,
because
let it just be good for the other person.
It was good.
It wasn't good for you.
Yes, but.
You can repeat that back to me.
No, I was going to make a joke about our sex life.
Because it's always good for you.
Yeah.
See, turn it around. Made one for me.
Okay. Sarah, this is what I'm going to do with the podcast, by the way. I'm going to call this, while we're out on the road for this trip, I'm calling this experiment a curious endeavor. For the next 8 days, Sarah and I are traveling to Amsterdam, where we're going to spend a couple days, then down to Delft in the Netherlands, and Leuven in Belgium. But I want to share some of the things that, like, tactical things that you listening could put into action or think about on your next trip. But the first thing I wanted to talk about is, as I've been doing this podcast, I have been collecting questions. I have a note on my phone that I write down really interesting questions that I hear other people ask, or I read a question that I heard a few months ago that I initially liked and then really quickly really disliked was this question. If you could go anywhere in the world, but you couldn't photograph it, where would you go?
Yes, that's a common question. It's like a quote, an anonymous quote.
Yes.
And where would you go in the world if you couldn't bring your camera?
Yes. And I hate that question because it assumes a few things. Number one, it assumes that the reason for traveling is so that we can share it with other people. And I feel like that is a mindset now with social media. Like, you're going on vacation, you're going to share pictures. But I feel like it's the assumption that you go on a trip, like, a trip isn't worth going on if you can't take a picture. You have some mascara here.
Oh, God. That was really close to my eyeball.
No, take a look with your camera. It's like a rogue eyelash. Do you see it? Right there. It's kind of like pointed down.
Oh, it's attached.
Once again, Harrier, attention here at gate 6. If you checked in online,
it's not going to be like that the whole trip, is it?
I'm trying to let it grow out. It was short. So, yeah, it's been like that for weeks.
You're trying to let your eyelash grow out?
It was like a short one.
Do you ever pluck eyelashes? Is that a thing women do?
No, because then they grow back and they're straight.
Okay.
I do need to see you up here. I do need to scan your passport. I need to verify your luggage. If you could please see me at the podium 6. Thank you.
Another assumption in that question is that taking pictures takes you out of the moment. That the assumption that is you cannot stay in the moment and appreciate the moment and be present and aware and appreciate where you're at if you take a picture of something.
I think it's an interesting question.
I think it's an interesting question. I'm not. Maybe I need to rephrase.
I think it would be interesting to experience a trip and not take any pictures.
But why? What would that benefit you to take a trip and not take any pictures?
Because I do think it takes you away. If just for a little bit.
Yes, okay.
Or you're constantly looking at the world like, what's the best angle?
Okay, so two things there. One, it takes you out of the moment just for a little bit. Here is a technique. This is something tangible people can take away from this. A technique that will allow you to take pictures of something while staying in the moment. So what takes you out of the moment is not taking a picture. What takes you out of the moment the most is what professional photographers call chimping. And chimping is when you take a picture. Think about holding a digital camera. Because you can't chimp with film. So if you have a digital camera with a screen on the back or your phone, you take a picture of something, and then instantly our reaction is then to look down at the screen. And they call it chimping because you sound like a chimpanzee. Just, ooh, 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 look at this. So I would say if that is something you normally do, taking photos, if you regularly take a photo and you find yourself looking at it, or maybe you take a selfie and then you're scrolling through the 15 pictures you just took of yourself, because no one takes just one selfie. We take like 10 and then pick the best version of ourselves. Quit chimping on your photos. If you're on a trip, if you're someplace new, if you're out in public, if you're with friends in everyday life, you don't even have to be traveling for this. Practice not chimping. Take a photo and then put your phone back in your pocket. I feel like film photography, naturally, you can't. You have to take pictures and then you're just done with it. You're gonna have to wait a few weeks till you develop your film to get it back. So what I've done on this trip, it took it a little bit extreme. I have taken my camera that I travel over the place with. I've actually taken gaff tape and I've completely taped back the back screen of my digital camera. So I'm not going to, it's not only gonna be not a temptation, it's gonna be impossible for me to take a picture and then look at it. Later, when we get back to the hotel, if I want to post something or if I want to use something for the photo for this podcast, I can select one with the SD card. But while I'm in the moment, it's not going to take me out of it, hopefully. Do you think that helps?
I think it'll probably help, yeah. But it's not a cure-all.
It's not a cure-all. Another thing, I want to end with this too. I feel like a little bit of this whole chimping thing goes into what's been happening with in the music world that I'm experiencing. And that is, there's a really magical thing that happens after you play a show. Your adrenaline's pumping still. You're tired. You just played this great experience that you shared with friends. And so I would say 10 years ago, what would happen is you'd get off stage and you'd just sit in the green room, or you'd go back to your hotel room and you'd sit and share that moment with friends. But now with social media, man, we're playing shows and then instantly after a show, people are walking off and they're checking their phones.
See what they're tagged in on
Instagram. See what you're tagged in on Instagram. And I feel like that's like the social media version of chimping, like going and trying to look back at the moment. I'm not saying I'm not saying to stop doing that, stop checking. But if you want to, if it's social media and you want to go back and look at pictures that someone else has taken of you, if you are wanting to take pictures and while still staying in the moment, practice the separation between the action of the picture being taken and when you go back to look at it. See how long you can make that time in between. And I feel like the longer that time is between that, the more in the moment you can be. All right, here's what I'm curious about. If you agree with this, if you disagree with this, if you have a better technique when it comes to taking photos of a moment while still staying in the moment, or if you agree with Sarah and you just think any form of taking a photo.
I'm not saying I don't take pictures, but when I do. I'm definitely not.
You feel like every picture taken kind of takes you out of the moment.
Which is why I see the value in the question of where would you go if you couldn't take a picture.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. Maybe I'm starting to lean back towards appreciating that question a little bit more. But if you agree or disagree, call the podcast online. The number's in the show notes below. Or I'm going to post, maybe I'll post a photo of my camera all taped up on the back on Instagram. Leave me a comment or a message there, whether you disagree or agree. And bye. I have no idea what this is going to look like. Let's say maybe I'll talk to you tomorrow. Maybe I won't. Have a great rest of your day. And as always, stay curious.
Stay sanitized.
And stay... Day sanitized. Oh, that is. That smells good. What is that?
It's just lavender essential oil and vodka essential
oil. All right. Have a great rest of your day. And as always, stay organic and sanitize your French lavender spray.
Rob Morgan is an internationally touring bassist on a journey to discover what it means to live a curious life. At thecuriouspod.com, you'll find an archive of conversations recorded all over the world, a map of recording locations, a weekly newsletter, and official podcast merchandise. Rob is recording a daily podcast where he's sharing insights into the creative journey and the secrets to living a curious life that he's discovered from over a decade of traveling the world with music. We here at Curious Endeavors have told him this is probably a mistake and he's an idiot to attempt it, but he won't budge, so that's where we're currently at. We hope you'll enjoy.